Previously on Pretty Little Liars.
I still feel like we're rushing this.
Not the one calling the shots. Who are you?
I'm Lyndon James.
Nate doesn't exist.
Simona has people watching their every move. There's no way that she has someone watching all of us.
We can put an end to this. He's the father of this.
Yeah, he deserves to know that. I need some time to sort this all out.
He figures out that I'm lying to him.
You know, the bigger thing.
It's my powerhouse portion.
Arya knows that you saw Allison that night.
I swear, I didn't hurt Allison.
Last chance to save yourself.
Yes, it is.
Is this what you're looking for?
Will you just tell me that what I saw tonight wasn't real? Please tell me.
Got a secret, can you keep it? Swear this one you say. Better lock it in your pocket, taking this one to the grave. If I show you what I know, you won't tell what I said. Cause two can keep a secret if one of them is dead.
Spencer needs to talk to her sister.
Okay, but she needs to talk to one of us first.
Tried her like three times with no answer. I haven't heard from her either, and neither has Hannah.
I wonder if we should even tell her at all. You remember when we thought
Melissa was torturing us?
Arya.
Your dad said that he saw Melissa outside Allie's house the night she was murdered.
I don't think she was out for an evening stroll.
She must know something. I know, I just think we should just hold off. I gotta go. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Come in. Hey, I bet you're coming back downstairs. I have to work super early tomorrow. What's that? It's for you. It came in this morning, but I wasn't sure if I should give it to you or not. Why? What is it? James family. I don't know a James family in Chicago. Wasn't that Nate's real name? Look, honey, do you want me just to take it down to the police station? No, really, because I could just have one of the police officers open it for you. You just started working there. Okay, they're gonna ask you a million questions about me, about Maya, about Nate, and why I ever trusted her. Look, I never should have brought this up here. No, don't take it. I want to open it. Why did he have these? These are all things they gave to Allie. Oh, I must have found them at Allie's house and tried to give them back to me. Look, sweetie, just put the stuff away and come downstairs. No, I'm fine. I just hate the thought of him touching any of this. How would they send this to me?
I guess they're just doing what they can. You know, they couldn't undo what their son did, so I should just open it myself.
Look, are you sure you don't want to just come downstairs? Not tonight. I'm really tired. I should probably just go to bed. All right.
Sitting in the dark.
I'm not.
Your arms still bother you?
Not so much.
How did you hurt yourself again?
It was stupid. I just slipped in gym.
Well, do we think it's something a doctor should take a look at?
Mom, seriously, I'm fine. I can type with one hand.
Well, clearly you need two to wash a pot.
Typing is not scraping.
How's school going? Is it still difficult to see Mona every day?
We only have two classes together.
Two's a lot. If it's distracting, I can talk to Mr. Tamborelli and help you transfer
Mom,
him.
She'd still be there. I'm not going to avoid going down every hallway.
I understand. I'm just trying to protect...
Why do you think I need protection?
I meant to protect your education. Is there something else I need to know about?
Is it happening again?
Hannah?
No, there's nothing. I just don't need anyone else protecting me, okay? One caped crusader is enough.
Who's wearing the cape? Caleb?
I have to take a shower.
Has Caleb been tangling with Mona?
Tangling? I don't even know what that means.
Has Mona said anything to you recently or done something?
No. He just doesn't trust her. He thinks she should be watched.
You know, I think I am going to call Mr. Tamborelli.
Don't. I can deal with Mona and Caleb. Just leave it alone.
I'm glad to hear that you're getting her help. Like I said, I just hope that she makes a full recovery. And I know that my daughter feels the same way. Thank you. You too, Mr. Swans. Well, I just got off the phone with Meredith's father.
Wow, that must have been weird.
Well, turns out Meredith has a long history of issues. He thinks that she stopped taking her meds. And I told him that we didn't want to see her punished. We wanted to see her treated. That is still what you want, right?
Yeah, but can she be treated in another state, like Alaska?
I won't let her anywhere near my family. She never should have been in the first place. You know, when we first moved into this house, we didn't have money for a furnace. It was winter, so we bundled you up in sweaters. You look like this big ball of yarn rolling from room to room. We never used a fireplace. I was scared that we'd turn our backs and you'd get burned. I knew that my one job on this earth was to make sure that you didn't get hurt. I haven't done a very good job, have I?
You still recovering? From the anniversary dinner? Yeah. Yeah.
Was he surprised?
Mm-hmm. It was a really big surprise. Where were you last night? Were you with Caleb?
No, he's being really weird.
Every time I try to make plans with him, he says he's busy, but he won't tell me what he's doing.
Well, why don't you just ask him, be honest?
Wow, it's like the world's fattest man giving dieting tips. Hello, you're the one who's sitting on a secret the size of the Matterhorn.
Okay, if you're talking about Fitz and the kid, I'm going to tell him today. And the goal was never to keep it from him. I wake up every morning with the intention of telling him, and then I go to sleep every night feeling guilty that I didn't.
At least you have afternoons for
the sport, Hannah. Oh, and by the way, it's Matterhorn. Ma, are you the one that's supposed to correct me?
What?
Hey, what's wrong with you?
Nothing. We didn't really get much of an anniversary because Toby had to get up early for work the next day.
That sucks.
Yeah, it does. Listen, I'm going to skip the brew today because I have a lot of reading to catch up on for English, so I'll catch you guys at lunch. Hey, Em.
Hey.
So can we see it? The stuff from his family? Look, if it's like cards and stuff you wrote to Allie, you don't have to show us.
Fine.
Did his sister tell you about the key that I dropped?
No, Hannah did. So are you guys going to turn it into the cops?
So what do you think?
I think that the mold from my basement killed some of your brain cells. Guys, we are not prepared to tell the cops about A.
I guess you're right.
I always hated biology. I mean, who cares how a cell divides? It just does. I didn't know that you and Allie weren't bad together.
We weren't. I just saw it on my notes to study for the exam.
Then how'd you have the time to write these?
I mean, this is definitely Allison's handwriting.
Yeah, but that's not mine.
Hey, who's the beach hottie?
What?
We need to tell the beach hottie tonight. Then Alex says, no way, he'll freak out. What are they talking about?
I don't know who they're talking about.
Okay, that's not Spencer's writing either. I recognize it. Who does their G's like that?
My grandma.
Look, forget the G. Look at the T.
There's someone in here that we do know.
Why is Allison writing about Toby?
Hey, so I was just wondering if you'll be home around 2 p.m. I've got a free period after lunch and wanted to stop by so we could talk. Call me. Love you.
Just go now. Meet him there.
The sooner you do it, the better you feel.
I don't know what else it's going to take. You stuck a wet brain in her locker. She still showed up the next day with a smile on her face. Fine, I'll figure it out. Caleb, I just said I'll do it. I'll be there around 7. It's all fruit sticks. I know it.
Hey, I've been looking for you. Did you get my text?
Yeah.
Yeah, you said that you found some of Allie's writing in an old notebook?
It's an entire conversation between Allie and a friend, but none of us recognize the friend's handwriting.
Sorry. I have to get to class.
You don't get it. Allie wasn't sharing makeup tips with this person. They were talking about a guy that Allie was secretly involved with. They call him the beach hottie.
Was he ever a lifeguard?
I don't know. But Melissa might, okay? Sorry, Emma. I really gotta get to class.
Spencer! Allie was scared of this guy. Or at least scared to tell him something.
Okay, well, good luck figuring it out.
What?
Maybe she was just scared to tell him that she was slutting it up in 3 different zip codes in 1 summer.
What are you saying?
I'm saying that Allie wasn't loyal to any of us. So why do we continue to be loyal to her? And why should we care what happens to her? What happened to her?
Because we do care.
I think that I need to learn to stop.
Wait. Read.
Allison visited Toby after he was shipped off to juvie.
What is this?
You know exactly what it is. And it's time to quit the pen pal routine.
What?
Clearly, your time in cell block 4 has done great things for your literary skills. But this needs to stop.
I didn't write these.
Listen. I drove all the way up here and just got a triple X pat down by security. The least you can do is save me the trouble of being lied to.
Why are you so convinced that it's me? Pretty sure Jenna would love to see your head on a stick.
Jenna would be pretty happy to see anything, I imagine.
Your stepsis was going through surgery when some of these were sent. You want to know how it turned out? She's still combing her hair with an electric toothbrush.
You can go now.
You know, I wasn't the only one outside that garage. Why aren't you harassing my friends?
You know what? I wish I knew who wrote those notes. I'd offer my services. You and your posse deserve a lot worse.
I bet you wish you'd kiss me when you had the chance. You okay? What's wrong? You're not upset because Allie tried to hook up with Toby, are you? Who even knows if she did? Just because she wrote it down doesn't...
I told you guys the truth.
What do you mean? What truth?
That Toby and I broke up last night.
You did? What happened?
I'm not really ready to talk about it. Can we please just keep it between us?
Yeah. It's not that simple. I mean, she became part of a group. They influenced her.
I think she just called him out to punish him.
Well, maybe at first, sure, but you know, I think she really started to believe in her own lie.
Spencer, are you all right? Spencer, I need to go.
Go where?
Home.
Is something wrong? Do you want me to call your mom?
For what?
You can't just storm out of the classroom without a legitimate excuse.
I don't want to be here anymore. Is that legitimate enough?
What is going on with you?
I don't need to sit in a room and read books about made-up people who've been screwed over. Okay, I get it. It's not going to prepare me for what I have to deal with when I walk out of this building. It is a complete waste of my time.
Hey, enjoying my stay in the park?
Oh, that's right. I didn't even see you.
I'm writing down all of your thoughts and feelings.
Actually, I was working on this.
Could you do that to her?
I'm sorry,
No, don't apologize to me. My God, not after the way that you treated her. Do you even get how much she loves you? Do you think that it's easy to find out a secret like that? Because it's not. Okay, it's a burden. I mean, you're screwed if you tell and you're screwed if you don't. And if you really want to get pissed and take it out on somebody, don't dump it on Arya, okay? No, go after Maggie. Because she's actually the person who had your son and then kept it a secret for 7 years.
What are you talking about?
I thought that Arya had told you, and did you not have this conversation?
What conversation? What are you talking about?
I need to go.
No, Spencer, wait.
Oh.
No problem. How's the family?
Everyone's good. You know, my husband's back in Texas on base and training, and Emily's... You know, she's okay.
Good.
Hey, can I ask you something? Emily got a package yesterday from the family of the kid who killed Maya St. Germain. Should I be worried that they have our address?
They shouldn't be contacting you at all. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, please. This kind of thing's much more his territory than mine.
If you want, we can ask that his family send any future correspondence directly to us. Let us run interference.
Thanks. I'll think about that.
Mm-hmm.
Spencer?
No, not since this morning.
It was that she bailed on her study group. She just walked out of class.
Hey.
Hey, what are you doing here?
Can I see you for a moment?
Sure, what's going on? Is everything okay?
Okay. I don't know. You tell me. Why was Spencer talking about Maggie?
What?
She said that I have a son. Why would she say that?
Can we just talk about this?
We're talking about this right now.
Ezra, please.
You've been holding on to this since my birthday.
Ezra,
so
let me...
you and my brother just sat there watching me blog candles, and you couldn't find a way to tell me this?
I was scared
of
what it might do to us. And then Maggie showed up, and I thought that she was going to tell you. And when she didn't tell you,
Maggie hasn't been a part of my life since high school. I see you every day, Arya. You. You are the person I'm spending my life with. You are the person I am supposed to trust.
You're right.
Anything worse than the break room coffee or the break room bagels. How's Emily feel about you working here?
How should she feel?
I was hoping to make her feel a little safer. You know, when I was growing up here, they could have put up a sign. Welcome to Rosewood, where nothing happens. But in these past few years...
Detective Wilden, if you're asking if we're considering moving...
I wouldn't blame you. There are days when I wish I could leave, too. No matter how far I went, I'd still be taking so many questions with me. You know, you may not believe this, but I know exactly what Emily's going through.
I'm not following you.
What happened out at that lighthouse? It's not really something any young person can process, even when it's self-defense. It haunts you forever.
I can't really get her to talk about it much.
No, I didn't either. Talk about it. My second week out of the academy, I had to defend myself. The way they taught me. But that doesn't make watching someone die any easier. I was too ashamed to discuss it. In the law's eyes, I was clearly in the right. But having to watch someone leave this world... Even someone who deserves to be punished.
So when did you finally decide to start talking about it?
Just now.
Well, you didn't come back today to school. Your mom said she might call your parents.
I figured.
I don't think she wants to. I just think...
Whatever. It's okay. I won't hold it against her. Anyways, that's not really why you came.
Well... No. I wanted to talk to you.
I know that I shouldn't have said anything if that's okay. I know that. So can we please just skip ahead to the end?
Sorry? Can we just fast forward to the part where you scream or you cry or just do whatever you need to do, okay? I didn't come here to punish you, Spencer. I know that you were set up. A sent me a text to rub it in my face right after Ezra left.
I think that we should stop blaming A for everything that goes wrong in our lives and start blaming ourselves.
Oh, are you actually defending our enemy right now?
No, I'm just saying that maybe if we stopped telling lies, maybe A would have a reason to keep on exposing them.
A isn't some tough love life coach, Spencer. We're not being taught to mind our manners and eat our vegetables. This person wants to hurt us.
Maybe we deserve it.
Unbelievable. And thanks for your concern, by the way. I'm doing just fine.
Wow, this is crazy. I totally remember this. We were stuck in the car with Allie's parents, 2 hours from shore, and our phones were dead. It's brutal.
So, who's the beach hottie?
I have no idea. But you were writing about him.
I just knew him by that name. Allie never told me who he was.
So you never even met him?
Well, I mean, I probably did. Honestly, there were so many hotties down there that summer. But Allie was being really sketchy about it. I just assumed he was seeing her on the side and probably had a girlfriend or something.
Would Jason know this person?
If he did, he would have made him sorry he ever looked at his little sister.
Why?
Will somebody call Jason and tell him to leave his weed and come meet up with us?
What are you doing here? I needed to talk to you. What's wrong?
I think I'm in trouble.
What do you mean?
I'm late.
Like,
yeah.
You mean you weren't using protection?
You weren't. It's not all the time.
Okay, how late are you?
2 weeks.
Have you ever been late before?
What am I gonna do?
Have you told him?
I can't. If he finds out, he's gonna kill me.
Allie was... Listen, I'm not a doctor, but she thought that she was. Like I said, it was an intense couple weeks.
Hey, what are you doing?
Right now, following Paige.
What?
She's the one who's been working with Kayla to bring down Mona. I'm trying to bust him before Ada.
Wait, when did you find this out?
Before lunch. I was going to tell you, but Ezra...
Right. Hannah, be careful.
I gotta go. I'll call you later. Bye.
Oh,
is this?
Raspberry Flirtini.
Thank you, but I didn't order this.
I know.
She ordered it for you.
Hey.
Hey. You've been on that couch a while. How about I make my fancy grilled cheese?
Yeah. If she were pregnant, wouldn't that kind of thing show up on her autopsy?
Not necessarily. I looked online, and if it was really early on, she was buried over a year ago, so... What should we do now?
I don't know.
But look, if some guy in Cape May did get her pregnant and then threatened to kill her if he found out... This is a lot bigger than a key. This needs to be turned over to the police.
Yeah, I was worried you were going to say that.
But I agree. I'll take you down to the station.
Okay, then I'm coming with you.
No, it's okay. I won't be alone. My mom will be there. I'll call you later.
Uncut version of these, I'm gonna have to kiss you.
Hi! I hope you don't mind, I just really love this song. Who is this peroxide piece of trash? Hey, watch it!
Can I see your ID?
Why would the police want this? I don't know. Allie wrote in it. Maybe there's something in there that could help them figure out who would want to hurt her. Okay, let me find out who to give this to.
Actually, gin. A little bit got in my mouth when the girl threw it in my face, so.
Who did? What happened?
Nothing. I just I got busted for underage drinking, which I wasn't even doing. Unfortunately, I'm just holding it. It doesn't work on Betty the Bouncer.
You're at a club?
More of a bar.
What bar?
Oh, it was more of a club. You wouldn't have heard of it. My mom's gonna kill me.
Hey, Emily. Hannah? I just spoke with your mom. She said you wanted to turn something in.
What are you doing? Cops need to see that. Unfortunately, he's one of them.
I appreciate you bringing this down. We'll return it to you as soon as we can. Oh, and Emily. You did the right thing.
What are you thinking? Thinking we could end this. Let me get a coffee. Do you want one?
No, thanks.
I'll take a napkin for blotting.
What's wrong?
Look who else was in Cape May.
Why wouldn't I? So you're 18, right?
So, how does this work?
Well, this works whichever way you want it to work. You call me? I'm sensing some hesitation here. Where does this go to?
That's what I would like you to find out. And if you follow him, he'll lead you there. Right?
I'll be in touch.
Hold it. Can I at least shower first? My hair is about to crack off my head.
You're not going to bed without discussing this.
What were you doing in that bar?
Mom.
Was it about exploring a new feeling?
Okay, I wasn't looking for romance. I was looking for Caleb.
What would Caleb be doing hanging out in a lesbian bar?
Well, I didn't know it was ladies' night until I got there. Look, I was following Paige because I thought he was meeting up with her.
For what?
A plan to keep Mona away from me and my friends. He and Paige don't want her near us, so I was just going to stop them from doing anything stupid.
And that required ordering a cocktail and starting a bar fight?
I did not order a cocktail. And I only danced with that girl who thought I was into pink drinks because I didn't want Paige to see me.
What's a pink drink? Is that code for something gay?
Okay, no, it's just a pink drink. Can we not do this right now?
Hannah, we're getting to that place again.
What place?
Where I'm sensing you're not telling me the whole truth.
Well, I'm not hiding anything from you, okay? I was just making sure Caleb didn't get into trouble.
And you got yourself into trouble instead.
Well, that wasn't the plan. And honestly, if it keeps Emily from being messed with, maybe it was worth it.
What does Emily have to do with this?
Paige might not be a one-girl kind of girl. She was hooking up with someone there, and Emily has no clue.
Can I make a suggestion? Stay out of it. And use the hot oil treatment on your hair.
Hey, I was just
thought that we were meeting up at your apartment.
Oh, no, we are. I was just putting a few things in the car.
Can I just explain to you why
I don't need you to explain. I spoke with Maggie, and she told me that she asked you to keep quiet. And she knows it was an unfair position to put you in.
So are we okay?
Yeah.
Are you okay?
I don't even know how to begin to answer that question.
I understand.
Good. Because I don't. There are like a million thoughts fighting in my head right now. And I'm about to meet my son.
But you're leaving?
Yeah, tonight.
How long?
I don't know.
Where are you staying tonight?
Motel. I got a college buddy in the area that I can stay with tomorrow night.
That's good.
You know?
Can I call you? Ezra? Ezra?
We'll talk soon, okay?